Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, what's up, players? WWE Hall of Famer Teddy Long. I just want to endorse some of my brothers that are doing an outstanding job of podcast. I'm talking about the First Black Champ podcast, one of the greatest podcasts of all time, and it's growing and growing each and every day. Talking about my man, J.R. Bang, and Champ from the Port. Players, you better take a listen to them, and if you don't, I'll have J.R. Bang and Champ put them in a tag team match, and it's going to be a lot of trouble.
Yes, what is going down? Good day to you all. Good Royal Rumble day to you all, because it literally is us in America, all right? Central time zone. But the Royal Rumble, for the first time ever, is going to take place in Saudi Arabia. I don't know what their time is called. I don't know if it's like actually like Mountain or like Eastern Pacific. I don't know what it is, but
daytime.
You're right. You know what I'm saying? Daytime.
T-H-E-Y.
Right. So what I do know, though, is it is time for predictions, and you want predictions from two guys that really know a thing or two about wrestling and have fun talking about it in their own special way. So you are now prepared to watch the best in the entire wrestling world do it in an unconventional way, man. It is time. Get ready. It's for the First Black Champ podcast prediction show, and I am still your podcast Intercontinental champion. Don't be fooled. I still have the belt, okay? Camp for the Port.
And I am JR Bang. Make sure you rate, like, subscribe, download Barbershop Network, home of First Black Champ podcast. Make sure you follow us on everything, the FBC POD. And man, great show. This is a pre-show because here's what I'm excited about. Not only the Royal Rumble, but what's that, WrestleMania 43?
Yeah.
Because they're coming on early. I ain't got to wait till the... See, I miss those times where pay-per-views came on in like the early to mid-afternoon. Mm. You could go finish your day. We can just, you know, watch the Royal Rumble and then go to the store.
Yeah.
I ain't got to be watching the Royal Rumble and doze off... Who won the Royal Rumble? Like, I ain't got to do that. That joint come on in the middle of the... It come on at 1 p.m. Central.
Yeah.
If this is like Superstars on steroids today. It's like,
yeah, hey, absolutely. I'm mad I'm going to miss it, because as soon as it starts, I will be at the other gig. So,
hey, man.
But hey.
But get money. Get money. Yeah. But man, hey, but... But we're going to get to it. But I want to shout out Hood. I want to shout out Hood, because he had put me onto some cat named Ricky Sosa.
Okay.
I don't have the clip. Yeah, like I only reason why I remembered it, because Hood, I had already had a comment in the joint, said we're waiting on like Ricky Sosa enters 21 and stuff. Y'all got to go on the internet and look at Ricky Sosa. I really bring it up because I know we be on the pod talking about 18 to 34, white men 18 to 34. But man, it'd be so refreshing to see a black wrestler go viral for wrestling things. I'm excited about that. One day, probably we'll see dude on the bigger stage or whatever, but I think he's out overseas in London doing this thing.
Yeah, you know, speaking of the 18 to 34 demo real quick, and I want to ask you this question because obviously we are in the really the third evolution of the white male as far as our lives are concerned. So for that in mind, do you think that that today's white male age 18 to 34, do you think that they are into the same things that the white males of even, let's just even go 90s, because we were there for the 90s. Do you think the 90s white male 18 to 34 demo is the same as the white male 18 to 34 demo of 2026?
Kinda, just different versions of them. You know what I'm saying? You, like those guys that you saw in the 90s rocking the NWO shirts and the DX chops and all of that stuff. They grown, like they are age, so they're dads, they probably granddads and stuff and everything. These cats probably think they're a little bit cooler because they probably had to dole out a lot less racism. You know what I'm saying? We listen to Kendrick Lamar. You know what I'm saying? We listen to Drake. You know,
right? Yeah.
Listening to Kendrick Lamar. Saying you listen to Kendrick Lamar, Drake, and some of these other rappers, you know, J. Cole, is kind of similar to saying like I listened to Tupac and Biggie back in the day. So the people change, the demo don't. No, there you go. Right there, the people change, the demo don't. You know what I'm saying? But it just be a little bit of tweaks. It'd be. No, we ain't got TV, so you can't be like, yeah, I watch New York Undercover. Right. I know a lot of my people don't listen. Like, I watch New Jack City, like,
yeah.
And quite honestly, you know, I mean, we watch what y'all watch. Like, you want to come? I love The Wire. Like, me too. Like, that's for everybody.
and you know the cop out this era is like you were saying. Like, matter of fact, literally 2 weeks ago, if that young white. People, they were in their 20s, told me how much they like Kendrick Lamar. And I was like, oh, so what you think about the GNX album? Well, you know, it's just a couple songs that, you know, I'm into. I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. That's
cool. Well, don't tell me you like them. Just be like, oh, I heard the song and this is cool.
I'm yeah,
like,
they
don't try to impress me.
They feel about GNX like I feel about Damn. The only difference is region. Damn ain't a regional album.
Right.
GNX is. Like, some songs would be played in the 90s for GNX for drive by, you know. Hey, so that's
yeah.
No, I get it. You know, and that's the other part too, like regionalization of music, regionalization of content. Like that's also a huge difference in a lot of things that we see and do because in the 90s that is the norm.
Yeah.
In the 2000s it's kind of the norm, but New York is starting to try to sound like Atlanta. Now we're kind of getting back to it. So now that those 18 to 34 folks gotta start listening to Tupac again. You gotta start listening to Tupac again. Look, man, let's go ahead and get started in this pre-show. Oh, before we do that, hey man, rest in peace to Damond Wilson, aka Lamont from Sanford and Son.
Yeah, man.
He passed, it was announced he passed away this morning. You know, all of the OGs. You know, we know how the OGs love Sanford and Son. Also, rest in peace to Captain O'Hara, one of the greatest white women ever in life.
Top five of top five of my white women sleeper list. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to her. Yeah, and shouts out to DJ Michael Watts. He passed away as well. So it's like a lot of our childhood to adulthood, because I remember being in the Jeep and listening to Screwed Up music, like with you and that thing, and you know, so there's that. I grew up on Sanford and Son, Home Alone and stuff, and all of that stuff. So definitely, like, man, the childhood took a hit yesterday and early this morning, but it's gonna be uplifted because again, today the 2026 Royal Rumble is going on in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. They built a stadium specifically for this. which concerned a lot of people because they was like, how you paying all these people to create a stadium that y'all just started building 2 weeks ago? The way I look at it, we need to build stadiums like this now because we wouldn't be arguing about a Bears stadium and how long it's going to take for that to get built. But maybe they get right to it.
Yeah, they do. Hey, I was going to say, the labor laws is different over there. You don't, it ain't no two lunch breaks. Like, hey, bro, get over there and do it. Like, do it now. We got an event next week. What are you doing? What are you waiting for?
See how the pyramids was made?
Yeah.
Get to it.
Hey, but it's going to be right the first time. A go B, though. Well, they had some issues with the seating in the upper deck. No, it ain't. No.
No.
It's going to be right.
Right. We're not moving nothing when this happened, but we're going to get off of the, you know, the labor laws and the possible civil rights violations and stuff when it comes to that stadium. But again, it's designed specifically for the Royal Rumble. 30 men, 30 women vying for the chance to headline a WrestleMania 42 in Las Vegas, Nevada again. Again, but before we get to the matches and stuff, like, how do you feel about that? There was a bit of controversy, not just for the WrestleMania announcement, but for the Royal Rumble being in Saudi Arabia. We know all of the things that's went on when it comes to Saudi Arabia. People don't necessarily like the relationship between the WWE and Saudi Arabia, but they watch it. They're right, still watching the matches and stuff.
That's fine.
How do you feel about the TKO exploring more about bringing the top four pay-per-views, the big four, WrestleMania, Survivor Series, SummerSlam, Royal Rumble, overseas and specifically to the Middle East?
Yeah. How I feel is that, man, it's just a global takeover for combat sports, man. And I'm trying to look past wrestling for moves like this because, you know, for a lot of years, and we've talked about it on the show for a lot of years, you know, wrestling gets a bad rap for, you know, being the racist sport, being the, you know, you're weird, you're lame, whatever, right? But when it's time to get athletes to become a draw in another country, they go right to wrestling. And so for all the people that be like, oh, well, wrestling's fake or whatever, blah, 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 right? But Conor McGregor can't get this. You know what I'm saying? He, like, there was no point in time in the world where a Rampage Jackson, a Chuck Liddell, Rich Franklin, Matt Hughes, even Brock Lesnar, as a UFC draw, there was no way that they would be able to potentially get to do their combat sport in a potential stadium like a Saudi Arabia. But because of the relationship with a TKO Endeavor and what they have and what they're building just outside of the country, like, stadiums are being built just for PLEs as far as the world of wrestling. You can't convince me that there's not going to be a UFC event there now. There's not going to be a boxing match there now. There's not going to be, like, just so many things. But, you know, they treat wrestling like the redheaded stepchild, but it's really the cash cow, and it's undeniable. It's like, you're as far as tickets go, you know, again, a mid-card wrestler is making more than some of your champions in the UFC. And maybe that is a Dana White thing. I don't know. I can't speak to contracts that I never read. But I look at this, and I know wrestling fans are upset because, again, at the end of the day, when we got into this, this was a racist white American sport, right? And now here we are in 2026, and they're like, this is for the globe because people want to see people get hurt and hit and thrown and slammed and all of that. So I just look at it like, hey, yo, man, this is business. This ain't wrestling. And, hey, man, I'm just making peace with it. Just keep it a buck with you. Just making peace with it.
I like wrestling coming on at 1 o'clock.
There it is.
So let's move on.
Boom. That's it.
That's it. Like, I go finish my day. Like, I can literally get a gummy, go watch the Survivor Series. If you didn't have to work, we probably would have did, you know, a live viewing of this joint too. and not be tired. Like, not be tired. Yeah. Like, so
I got a 50 milligram in the fridge that would have been perfect for this afternoon.
Man, so with that being said, let's go ahead and get to the matches, and then we're going to get to the Do We Care segment, because Roman Reigns also said some stuff this week that I feel that is very interesting when we talk about the product of the WWE. But the women is more than likely going to kick off the joint. 30 women vie for a chance to headline WrestleMania versus one of the champions, depending on who is going to be at WrestleMania. What are you like? You are always laughing every year, especially these last 2 years when you've been like, don't no woman need to be a surprise entrant. I think Jordynne Grace was one last year, and she eventually became a member of the WWE roster, but that was a real true surprise. She was a TNA world champion. You specifically be like, I don't want none of the old chicks to be wrestling and stuff. We still there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Hey, look, it's 2026 and ain't nothing changed but the last digit. You dig? Listen, man, we don't need, hey, Lover. Don't need Ivory to show up. We good. Let's do it. Hey, you know what? Even though we're doing things overseas, we are doing a good business PR thing where, like, you know, all races want to feel included. But, yo, don't call Gail Kim, respectfully. Just don't call her. You know, we definitely don't need something super rando like a Vicky Guerrero just coming out there to be eliminated. Yeah, like we don't need that. So, you know, nothing's going to change for me. Listen, the WWE is the WWE because of the roster, right? At least that's what they want us to believe. That's what they tell us, you know? So, unless the only thing, I'll be a little more lenient this year. So, for instance, if Sasha Banks wants to come back and then she's there for like two quarters, okay, cool, great. And then she can go back to being Mercedes in the summer, whatever. Something like that, not too mad at. But other than that, it's what 60 women signed to the WWE. They only need 30 for this event. So do me a favor. Let Jacqueline stay home. That's it.
Yeah, the only surprise entrants need to be women that's on the roster, but not on the main roster, or women that are healthy, finally.
Yeah.
I don't need to see... Okay, Trish Stratus, I don't mind. But even now, I'm like, all right, we did enough last year. I don't want to see Tori Wilson. I don't want to see Kelly Kelly. I really don't want to see any of the Breeze. And I think both of them are going to end up in tonight's Royal Rumble. But I don't need to see them. I just need to see the NXT women. And maybe, just maybe, it's the women in TNA. Yeah. That we bring in. Outside of that, I don't want to see Victoria in the Royal Rumble. But here are the women that have confirmed spots. 13 women. Charlotte Flair, Becky Lynch, Rhea Ripley, Bayley, Asuka, Liv Morgan, Roxanne Perez, Nia Jax, Chelsea Green, Julia, Io Sky, Alexa Bliss, Lyra Valkyria, Raquel Rodriguez, Kairi Sane, Jordynne Grace, and Lash Legend. So that means we have 17 potential surprises. Now, here are some of the women that are on the roster that has not been announced. And in some cases, we ain't seen them. We ain't seen Bianca Belair. I can expect to see Bianca Belair tonight. We ain't seen Tiffany Stratton in a while. As I said, one of the Bellas, Nikki Bella, wouldn't be surprised. JC Jane, who is the NXT Women's Champion. Sol Ruka, who had a star-turning performance at Saturday Night's main event. Lola Vice, I can expect too. AJ Lee has not been announced for the Royal Rumble. I can expect to see her in the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
Here's a name that's been floating around. Mm-hmm. And I want to get your thoughts on, would you be happy, ecstatic, like, oh shit, surprise, whatever, if this person were to enter the 2026 Women's Royal Rumble? Paige.
Man, you know what? That's interesting because I love Paige. But for me, you know, I'm only hyped when entrants come and it's like a chance for like success. That just feel like an appearance. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't get me wrong. You know what? Hold up. Maybe get me wrong. Maybe I'm just too old to be excited for people showing up. Maybe I'm just too old. Like the last time, I'll be real. And because I remember it, I'm just gonna go with this one. The last time I was excited, or I popped for a special entrant in the Royal Rumble, it was AJ Styles.
I got one after that. Okay. And you probably Edge. When Edge showed up, I was like, "Holy shit!"
Me. You know, I'm just saying.
I feel you. I'm just saying, Edge. When Edge popped up, we didn't think dude could wrestle no more.
True.
No, we thought like he came. We was like, and I feel you. With Edge. I'll matter of fact, no. I will amend what I'm gonna say.
Okay.
The last time that I was excited about somebody that probably won't win the Royal Rumble. Mm. That made an appearance is Edge.
Okay.
AJ Styles, I thought he was going to win. Like, when he showed up, I was like, I don't think they're going to. I think I even told you, I think they're going to make a change on the spot. This crowd has changed my thought. Like, Edge, we thought this man wasn't going to enter a ring and take a bump. No more. So I didn't care if he won or not. It's loud. But the last time an appearance happened where I was like, oh, no, they got to win. Mm. A special appearance is Edge. Is AJ Styles. That's the last time I was like, yo, they got to win. But yeah. Edge, I was just excited to see him in the ring.
Yeah. No, hey, listen, I get it. Paige just watched. But my thing was about AJ Styles. For me, kind of like along the lines of what you're saying, though, about Edge. Because it was like, I had to come back on the show and apologize because I was like, yo, I was like, I didn't think he was going to pop for Edge like that. I was like, I didn't think it was. I totally showed this moment. And they proved me wrong.
Niggas
hey,
was look, crying.
Hey, yeah, hey, listen, out on that one any day, Greg the Hammer Valentine, fuck y'all. But on AJ Styles, though, once I seen the music, I seen the logo, and I was like, oh shit, no, he work here now. Yeah. So I was just like, oh shit. Like, wow, okay. I was like, oh, okay, this is it. But I don't get that feeling. Like, for instance, Paige, I wouldn't get that feeling. And it wouldn't matter if the music hit, it wouldn't matter if she came out and screamed, "This is my house." I am curious to see what she looks like now. Because she's like about 30 now. And then I would want to see like what's the aesthetic, what's the energy, what's the wrestling like, you know, if we're gonna be Paige in 2026. We know what Saraya is vaguely, right? But yeah, I don't know if Pop is on my mind in that, because even the ring gear that she would choose to wear, it's not my choice from her, especially after we've seen the leaks.
Yeah, I mean, Paige wouldn't get me excited. So if she enters, it'd be like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's like, yo, and like, hey, Paige, look, it's all good. Like, you know, the rest of the community loves you.
I'd actually be more excited for Medusa to be a surprise entrant than Paige.
Mm.
Like, for nostalgia purposes, I wouldn't. Yeah, nah.
Yeah, that leans heavier on the nostalgia for sure. I don't know, and what's surprisingly is because Medusa probably can still wrestle better than half the women that's gonna be in it. But hey, you know, hey, Viva Del Rio. But that ain't happening.
And see, and we'll get to the men later, because now when you have TNA, AAA, you have way more people. Don't think you necessarily need to be like, yo, where hacks are Jim Duggan at? Like, so.
Yeah.
No, we'll get to that. But who should win? Who should? Oh, go ahead.
Real quick, I was like, hey, Russ, If Alberto Del Rio showing up, Paige definitely not there. But
yeah,
go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think they can't be in the same.
Yeah.
I don't think they could be in the same vicinity.
Right, like legally. Like,
I don't think that could work. Who do you feel should win the 2026 Women's Royal Rumble?
Okay, so this is literally a two-part answer because I'm low-key picking one of them. I low-key can't decide on picking either one of them. I actually have for the first time ever on the First Black Champ podcast for the Royal Rumble, Women's Royal Rumble, I have three dead heat winners.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you know, you always zoom in on one.
Yeah, for sure. So, literally, and the name has already been in the chat, but I think it's a tie as far as who deserves it. I would go Raquel Rodriguez, aka Big Mommy Cool, or Liv Morgan. Like, who, as far as who should win, like, I don't think there is any other woman on the roster that would even get the appropriate pop in America, let alone Saudi Arabia, other than Liv Morgan. But at the same time, I'm like, yo, Raquel Heike is on fire. She's just not. I don't know why it's. Well, I know why it's not as visible because she's standing next to Liv. But we can't forget of what she did when Liv went out, and the Judgment Day was kind of dead in the water outside of her and Dom. So, who should win? I can't front. It should be Liv Morgan, but the wrestler brain also tells me that Raquel could easily win this Royal Rumble, and I'd have absolutely no problem for that. I might actually pop for that. High key.
Who should win? I'm looking at the current champions right now. Looking at Jay Cargill. She's been beating everybody's ass right now.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at who should go against her, right? Mm-hmm. And then I look at the Raw roster. I'm more thinking who's going to be champion at WrestleMania, too.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at Jay Cargill specifically. Mm-hmm. And who she should go up against. Because if I were to say who should win, we need to see Jay Cargill versus Bianca Belair. We do. Sorry, y'all. You got it. I love Stephanie for queer all day long. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that we need to see somebody win to go up against her.
Right. Yeah. No. You know, that's definitely like an elimination chamber. Actually, that's just a battle roulette, for women on SmackDown, like, or Raw. Or whatever.
And I don't know if I want to see Liv Morgan versus her. So to your point, I'd rather see what's going to happen on Monday night in the Philadelphia street fight, Raquel Rodriguez versus Stephanie Vaquer. So who should win? I think Bianca Belair should win.
Okay.
And go ahead and start that storyline between her and Jay Cargill, mm-hmm. two beautiful black women wrestling at WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. Can't beat that with a stick. So I'm going to stick with that. Who should win is Bianca Belair. Okay. Who will win? Liv Morgan. I think Liv Morgan deserves it. She has paid her. She has paid her fees. Mm-hmm. She's done what she needs to do. And she needs to win the Women's Royal Rumble. Mm-hmm. Would that mean that do I want to see her versus Stephanie Vaquer at WrestleMania? I'm not so sure. Because mm-hmm. the star, with the two champions to me that are stars, out of the two is Jay Cargill. Now, but I don't want to see Liv Morgan versus Jay Cargill. I don't want to see that at all. Yeah. So who should win? Bianca Belair, I think, should win. Who will win? Liv Morgan will be your 2026 Royal Rumble champion. Who do you feel will win the Royal Rumble?
So I'm glad you said that. Look how God in the world works. Russ, nope. We don't want the bird lady to win, but she can come out. Oh, wait, it's Saudi Arabia. But she can still come out because it's going to be there, even in the full joint, you know, even in the running man fits. They got it.
It's going to be out there better, that I keep saying. They ain't slick with the fits.
they know what's going on in them turbans and them sheets.
They know what they're doing. You know what I
mean? Who will win? Wow, look at this. First Black Champ podcast won't be wrong. Who will win? Bianca Belair. So that's my three. Raquel, Liv, or Bianca Belair. And not only for every reason why you saying, but because, and I know what everybody's going to say, right? It's like, oh, but they be booing Black women in Saudi Arabia. And they're not kind to Black women in the space and blah, blah, blah. And I'm here to tell you, nobody give a fuck what Saudi Arabia think when it comes to these Saudi man predictions. Hey, look, if Roman Reigns and Batista can get booed in America and still win the Royal Rumble, they don't change the outcome and all that, then Bianca Belair can win in Saudi Arabia and say, oh, well, Black girl magic. Fuck if you don't like it. And we're going to get to WrestleMania, which ain't here. It's going to be in Vegas. You need Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill in Vegas doing anything. So what better thing to do than to win, than to wrestle at WrestleMania in the main event? And I think it's night two worthy, but they might do it night one. And also because, it's the quick, not even passing of the torch, but it's the quick, hey, another Black girl that works here has headlined WrestleMania as well. Or main event, it was part of the main event, one of the nights of WrestleMania. Also, I just believe that just because of who they've listed as entrants, and to be real, if we're picking Liv so easily to win this Royal Rumble, and we feel she deserves it, and we feel that it's the right choice and it's not a bad choice, they want the conversation of how Bianca Belair showed up at 24 and won. Like they want that story. Look, either way, I think we're not wrong. And I'm not mad if Liv wins because it makes sense. But everything about where wrestling is, where SmackDown and where Raw is, where the viewership is, the perfect shock to the system, the perfect jolt to this, oh, damn. Like, okay, the Royal Rumble really ain't that bad. Everything around it, I see nothing but overall positive from Bianca Belair winning the Royal Rumble. So that's my who will win, even though my should wins are between Liv and Raquel.
We also look at long-term storytelling right here. So you get to finish that story between Jade Cargill and Bianca Belair and stuff. So former tag team champions, the whole Naomi thing happened and all of that. So look, I feel like Bianca Belair should win, but I got Liv Morgan winning. Kemp got Liv Morgan or Raquel Rodriguez should win, but knows the total opposite. So we gonna see with the women, but either way it go, we gonna be right, because I don't think it's between too many women on here.
Relax. Liv Morgan will never get the LA Knight treatment. We still watch wrestling now.
We still watch wrestling, fam. We still watch wrestling. Let's go to the matches. Yeah. AJ Styles versus Gunther. AJ Styles' career, though, is on the line. Now, when Shinsuke Nakamura and AJ Styles afterwards, after they wrestled each other, Shinsuke Nakamura dedicated a post on IG to his homie, AJ Styles. And in the post, he said, yo, at the Royal Rumble, that's it. He deleted that post. And everybody saw it, like, wait a minute. Royal Rumble? Huh? We ain't getting no tour?
Right.
What? Would this be anticlimactic if AJ Styles end his career at the Royal Rumble against Gunther.
Yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah, it would be. It's not only anticlimactic, it's also just like, why? And that's not a why against Gunther at all. It's just a why even tell us. You like that they just give you an extra 3 minutes after the match and be like, hey, you know what? Hey y'all, you know, I thought I had it, but you know what? Nah, we gonna call it right here in Saudi Arabia. Everything about AJ Styles' last match in retiring happening in Saudi Arabia, that don't make no sense to me. That don't make no sense to me. They would have to show me something in his career to where Saudi Arabia is like one of his biggest markets, or he said my dream is to have a match there. But he's a white man from Georgia, so I don't see that content being available. You know what I mean? Like so you know, like, hey, look, like for instance, when Bret Hart beat Ric Flair in Saskatoon for the WWF Championship, I didn't get it, right? But as I proceeded to get information about what Saskatoon meant to Bret Hart, I was like, oh, okay. So, like, they literally did this on purpose for him. Like, house show kind of vibes from a wrestling guy, top guy he admired, blah, blah, blah. This is kind of where he started his career. This is where the Hart family kind of, like, they kind of run shit here, and now I'm the champ. I got that. Hell, I even understood. Jesus Christ. Sorry. I even understood Diesel beating Bob Backlund in Madison Square Garden in the low lights. I can't make sense of AJ Styles ending his career in Saudi Arabia in January of 2026 after we're just learning that he about to call it one. I just don't understand that.
Yeah, you won. Ain't no way in hell Alan Jones is going to end his career in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, come on.
Oh, America go get this, fam. What are we talking about here? Yeah, no, you're right. AJ Styles for the win. Maybe maybe they don't do it clean. I don't know. But yeah. Ain't no way Alan Jones, Georgia's own, go end his career and out of all places, Saudi Arabia. Yeah. Let's move on. You won. Yeah. You right. Now, I would.
Hey, listen, Georgia's gonna turn Confederate red if that shit happens. Don't you think they could be like, he lost out there in front of those sand niggers? We're not doing that. Come on, man. They not doing that.
Yeah, nah. Yeah. No. Ain't no way in hell. So I'm with you. Alan, I was picking AJ Styles for the win anyway. Yeah. But nah, now I'm really stamping it. Ain't no way Alan Jones, AJ Styles, is losing and ending his career. To matter of fact, let's go even further with this. There's no way that AJ Styles is going to lose a career match in Saudi Arabia to a foreigner.
Yeah. Come on, dog. It's not going down like that.
Mm-mm.
I respect and love to Gunther. This show loves Gunther. That's never going to change. However, now, though, since we did the Goldberg and the John Cena thing, and I hopped on there real quick, and I see the memes and stuff. Like, they say, yo, Gunther moving up like it's Mortal Kombat and all that, and that's funny. That's funny, and that's great. But here's the deal. Now that we're marketing, now that we're doing promotions and marketing for this versus your career, and it's AJ Styles, nah, it's just not going to be that way. And then this is different from Goldberg and John Cena because, look, Goldberg begged for us to care one last time. John Cena did his pay it forward moment because he knew he was leaving. This ain't that, though. This ain't that. And once we start marketing, it's, to me, it's all a ruse. It's now it's just like, oh my God, this is a death-defying thing for him to overcome. But yeah, no, AJ Styles is not losing in the Middle East to a foreigner, and this is the last time we see him. This is not happening, dog. He too Georgia. He too America for that.
Yeah, y'all gone somewhere with that. I didn't even really peep all of that until you said it. America, fuck yeah. America, we're here to say the fucking day, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? No,
what?
Hey, it's still wrestling, y'all.
It's still wrestling. Yeah. Hey, it's still wrestling. Only thing he ain't gonna do is raise an American flag. But AJ Styles, if AJ Styles, I'll go as far as saying this. Mm-hmm. If AJ Styles lose to a foreigner in Gunther, outside of America in Saudi Arabia, hey, when y'all come home, y'all have a conversation with Triple H.
Yeah,
this would low key be like Hogan losing to Sergeant Slaughter at WrestleMania.
Yeah,
at WrestleMania, Y'all go have a conversation with the good folks at TKO if this happened. Let's go to the next match. Drew McIntyre versus Sami Zayn for the Undisputed Championship. I know when we predicted this, we felt like, yo, this would be Cody's get back. No, because in the contract, it stated that that Cody Rhodes couldn't get no rematch. So the only way that Cody Rhodes could get a title shot as long as Drew McIntyre is the champion is winning the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
Which is not outside the realm of possibility if you go look at Stone Cold Steve Austin. But Sami Zayn, is not necessarily home, but the homie's there.
Yeah.
Drew McIntyre, we know him. Mm-hmm. Is it a possibility in any way, shape, or form that Sami Zayn can pull what many would consider an upset? Let me ask the question again. Right. Can Sami Zayn pull an upset and defeat Drew McIntyre? Or the WWE and TKO basically just feeding us hardcore Holly versus Brock Lesnar?
I'm going to go with the latter, but not Brock Lesnar versus hardcore Holly. I'm not going to go that far. I think, you know, like that was a snowball chance in hell, right? Because, like, come on, man. Hardcore Holly is not fucking beating Brock Lesnar. Like, anything. Like, he couldn't beat him for the title. He couldn't beat him at shot put. They couldn't do a hot dog. Like, he wasn't going to beat Brock Lesnar at anything, right? But this is more of, like, you know, I'm going to shoot my shot. She might say no, but, hey, I mean, at least I stepped to her, though. At least I asked for a number, though. You know, it's that's what Sami Zayn versus Drew McIntyre is more than me. Because people do got hope. And when that 2-7/8 pin happens for Sami Zayn and Drew McIntyre kicks out, you're gonna see that crowd like erupt. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. That's gonna be a thing. But man, talk about disrespect. The other thing more disrespectful at the Royal Rumble than Alan Jones losing in the Middle East to a foreigner would be Drew McIntyre going through all the hell he went through the past 36 months to then lose the damn title in what is technically his first defense, but really like his second. Like, that would be that a future endeavor, me. Like, that would Drew McIntyre losing the title today. He has full permission for me to go 97 Bret Hart at Survivor Series. Like, he could do, like, yo, this is bullshit. Fuck you, Vince, spit in Triple H face, right? AEW in the sky, and get the fuck out of there. And then smack the shit out of Nick Khan. Like, you gotta just grunt it. Just do everything if you're gonna lose tonight. That's how much I think Sami Zayn is not going to win this match.
If Drew McIntyre lose this match, fam, I'm with you. You gotta throw a mic at Michael Cole's head.
Yeah.
You gotta spit in Corey Graves' face. You gotta go smack Nick Khan. You gotta go find Ari Emanuel and tell him about himself. Like, somebody needs
me. You're fucking screwed by my title. I can't win the Royal Rumble. Like, you gotta go crazy.
Yeah, he gotta go crazy. But do you think this is a start? Do you think this is a chance of long-term storytelling, however? Because Sami Zayn, you know, would be the crowd favorite in Saudi Arabia.
For sure.
He probably don't win, but WrestleMania 43 is in Saudi Arabia. Is there potential of long-term storytelling with Sami Zayn not being able to win the big one and then being able to go to Saudi Arabia at WrestleMania 43 and win the title on the biggest stage? Possibly, literally, biggest stage.
Yeah. I think, well, you know what? Hey, listen, I've never done this before. But based on the angle of long-term storytelling, I'm going to stick to my script. I'm going to stick to my script because I expect Sami Zayn to fall off this year, right? However, with knowing where the next WrestleMania is going to be, I am not out of the realm of possibility of saying right now that Sami Zayn is going to win the 2027 Royal Rumble. Like, that's... High key, that is my prediction already, unless the summer has to be hot as hell for me to not think that Sami Zayn is not going to win the 2027 Royal Rumble and finally get to headline WrestleMania as a solo competitor, ironically, in Saudi Arabia. Like, that, to me, I think that's why he's not in this one, because he has the match. I didn't foresee any of this. And now it seems like subtly, but not so subtly, they're kind of making it clear, like, yeah, if you got a match, you're not in the Rumble. They're making it clear who not in the Royal Rumble, too. So all that has me thinking, well, damn, he probably is going to win next year, because I don't see him winning this match.
That's why the possibility of long-term storytelling is here.
Yeah.
When you look at where the Royal Rumble is at this year and where WrestleMania is going to be next year. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of rumors and stuff. They're talking about they trying to offer the Rock the bag and all of that stuff. But we shall see. Now, let's get to the men's Royal Rumble. 30 men.
Let's do it. 30
are going to vie for the chance of main eventing WrestleMania 42 in Las Vegas. There's a considerable amount of men that are in the Royal Rumble that's been announced. Cody Rhodes, your 2023 and 2024 Royal Rumble winner. He's only one of four men to win it back to back. And could he be one of two men to win it three times in a row, joining Stone Cold Steve Austin? Yeah. Brock Lesnar, he's one of those other people that's won back to back. And when you hear Brock Lesnar in the Royal Rumble, you start thinking where y'all at. Start to wonder. We're going to see Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania again. Randall Keith Orton, Roman Reigns, Rey Mysterio, Jey Uso. Gunther is in the Rumble, according to reports. Yes. Miz, Obafemi, Damian Priest, Bron Breakker, Bronson Reed, Logan Paul, Austin Theory, Division. Jacob Fatu, Dragon Lee, Penta, Solo Sikoa, Javon Evans, Dragunov, Matt Cardona, and Trick Williams are all announced for the Royal Rumble. Let's get to some of the potential surprises. You start off with the man that we have been expecting to make his debut all of the 30 days of 2026 so far, Chris Jericho. Reportedly, allegedly, he has signed a deal with the WWE, and his contract with AEW expired in December. Many people are expecting him to debut today at the Royal Rumble. Also, Powerhouse Hobbs, a.k.a. Royce Keyes. You know, Powerhouse Hobbs, of course, that was his name at AEW, but Royce.
Royce Keyes.
Keyes, you know what I'm saying? He signed with the WWE, and he's reportedly in Saudi Arabia for the Rumble. Here's my prediction again. Okay. Chris Jericho will have a henchman, and his henchman will be Royce Keyes. He will be his Mr. Hughes, man, to his Lex Luger and to his Harley Race. No Triple H love Harley Race too, fam. So look, it ain't behind, you know. Hey, I'm just saying.
Right.
And I ain't no front. I ain't mad at that for Royce Keyes, because then that means eventually he'll have to beat down Chris Jericho and even get a bigger push. And reportedly, allegedly, the WWE loves them some Royce Keyes. Seth Rollins was on ESPN in the studio this week. He's also, if you watch Unreal, they go through the whole faking of the injury thing.
Mm-hmm.
Is Seth Rollins faking an injury again? Will he be at the Royal Rumble? Finn Balor, let me just say this. And Royce Keyes is not a horrible name, Damien. There's some black people around here that's named Royce Keyes. First of all, ain't nothing blacker than the name Royce Keyes. Let me just say that Royce Keyes sounds like an actor on a TV show right now. And there's not a lot of names that black people have been given that sounds black. To me, there's really two. Montez Ford and Royce Keyes. Both of those sound like black dudes you went to school with, played track, football, some played basketball. I ain't mad at the name Royce Keyes. Finn Balor, to get to Finn Balor might be the first superstar I ever seen get told, hey, we ain't got no more Royal Rumble spots.
Right, hey.
Like, they said that on Raw, and I was like, what? What you mean? Dang, y'all ain't got no more spots.
Right. On Monday. What do you mean?
On Monday? How? When we start telling stars it ain't no rule. Like, you tell Sam Houston ain't no more spots in the Royal Rumble. Right. You know, you tell Skinner it ain't no more spots in the Royal Rumble. You tell Repo Man it ain't no more spots in the Royal Rumble. Right. They don't tell Finn Balor, hey. Ain't no more spots, fam. Like,
right.
It ain't no more spots for Finn Balor in the Royal Rumble. It better be some hella surprises, but
we'll see. No, it better not be no surprises. Hey, tell you what, if I'm Finn Balor, you tell me it ain't no Royal Rumble spots, and then Bubba Ray Dudley bring his ass out here, oh, I'm going off.
Oh, not only am I going off, he's not making it to the ring. I am beating him up, and I'm going into the ring. Right. And I'll save that for later. Men's Intercontinental Champion Dominic Mysterio, who's been out with a shoulder injury.
Yeah.
He might be there. Chad Gable, who no homo, pause, all that, looking swole, fam. Like, Chad Gable out here looking like he need to be a champion. LA Knight. He's supposed to be due back at any time. Rusev. And Mr. Iguana. From AAA, Mr. Iguana.
Yeah.
You know.
Hey,
do you feel the same way when it comes to surprises for the men like you do with the women?
Oh, it's even worse for the men. It's even worse for the men because it's either the roster or washed. Like, it ain't no in between. They're like, because they don't, it's not like they're going to. Like, it ain't like Hangman Adam Page is going to be in it. It's not like MJF is going to be there or two. Well, they would. But, you know, Nick Nemeth, like, yeah, but he'll show up as Dolph Ziggler. Like, it'll never be somebody like that. When the men do their whole Royal Rumble, who could it be? Like, who do you think is going to be there? They'll call, like, Scott Norton. Like, they'll have somebody like the one-man gang to show up. Like, wait, hold up, bro. Like, he's still out here? I had no idea he was still wrestling. But it's always somebody like, I say it all the time. When I was a kid and the Royal Rumble was happening, I was just pissed. I was pissed when Tenryu came out there. I was pissed. And then I was pissed when Carlos Colon. I was like, yo, who's the guy? Who's the wrestler Nipsey Russell? Who is this? I never wanted to see that. So for me, they never, like,
Wait a minute. Fam, you ain't just called Carlos Colon Nipsey Russell.
Yeah, he looked like the wrestler version of Nipsey Russell. And then I had just seen Wildcats too. I was like, come on, dog. Like, yo,
all I'm thinking is the Wiz, fam. That I'm thinking the Wiz.
Like, yo, I'm like, come on, man. Like, so they it's like, it ain't like you get like the residual star power. You get somebody off the rip, you know, washed. Like, they'll bring Kurt Angle out there. And if you tell Finn Balor he can't be in the Royal Rumble, and all of a sudden, oh, like, oh, come on. He can't even take the bump in the lane, in the ramp that would get Finn in. He'd probably kill him. So, hell no. It's worse. Like, granted, I'd be hard on the ladies. No pawns needed. Because it's just better women wrestling. I'd be mad at the men's Royal Rumble because, dog, then let my chest be 30 then and be one of the last two if Spike Dudley's coming out here. Like, if Hurricane Helms can be in the fucking Royal Rumble, or if we're going to do, who's the other dude? Who is the other edge head? Not Matt Cardona, but the other one. Like,
I'm mad that his name escapes me and he still wrestles.
Like, yeah, but look, hey, look.
Go ahead.
Paul London better not be out here talking about some old guy. Or my man from South Africa, Gabriel. What was this? Not
Peter. Oh, Gabriel. Justin Gabriel.
Yeah. Like, yeah, come on. Don't know. No. Now, PN News.
Yeah, Myers. Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. I am. Kurt Hawkins. Yeah, Kurt Hawkins. Yeah. I'm with you. I'm with you when it comes to the men's Royal Rumble, because I don't want to see no OG from the Attitude Era. Like, I don't want to see Road Dogg in the Royal Rumble. Like, I don't want to see him just get, I don't want to see Booker T music comes and stuff. And quite honestly, I don't want to see, I'm glad that you said that, Russ. I don't want to see people that I ain't seen in a while in the Royal Rumble either. I don't want to see Apollo Crews. I don't want to see the Street Profits in the Royal Rumble. That's dead to me. Like, I kind of don't want to see Rusev.
Yeah, no, I don't. Hey, listen, hey, now that Finn Balor can't be in it, now, hey, bro, now I'm sitting on
everybody.
At least 11 people.
Yeah.
Like, 11 of y'all getting shit on if Finn Balor can't be in this Royal Rumble.
So, yeah, you tell me. You tell me I can't be in the Royal Rumble, but Apollo Crews just jump out of nowhere talking about some, yeah, Apollo! No, you can't be in here. You can't be in Kofi.
Yeah.
You can't be in it too. You can't. Xavier Woods can't.
Hey, look, Big E can't.
Yeah.
Sorry. Big E can't be in it. If Finn Balor can't be in the Royal Rumble, Big E can't be in it.
Yeah, you can't magically pull an edge and all of a sudden start wrestling. Like, if Finn Balor can't be in the Royal Rumble, really a lot of people can't be in the Royal Rumble. And I'll just sit at the ramp and just whoop people ass, and they can't answer. Like, nah, let Apollo Crews enter Apollo! Yeah. The TNA people? Nope. I don't want to see Moose. I don't want to see Santana. I don't want to see Joe Hendry. I don't want to see Otis. I don't want to hear Tozawa. I don't want to hear none of these people if Finn ain't in there.
Right.
I don't want 10 people to try to get Omos out the ring. I don't want to see nobody. I don't want to see Mr. Iguana.
Yeah,
If we hear Mr. Iguana's music, Finn Balor got to whoop his ass. That's the person. If we pick, that's that. All right. Let's go here. If we go in here, is what we're gonna do. Finn Balor's not in the Rumble, right? Right. But we know people will whoop somebody's ass and enter in their spot in the Rumble.
Yep.
Who Finn Balor got to beat up to take their spot and enter the Royal Rumble?
Man, that's here. Let me get to the list because hey, you know I don't even need it. Dragon Lee, first of all, Rey Fenix and motherfucking hey shit. Hey, for me, Penta. let me see.
Hey,
respect, but Javon Evans. But hey, nah, young boy, I can't do it. Well, don't call him boy, you know. But still, I'm looking through here. Yeah, but no. Hey, at the top, out of everybody announced at the top of my league, at the top of my list is Dragon Lee. I don't know why I don't like Dragon Lee. It's kind of because when I hear Dragon Lee, I think martial arts in Japan. And then there's a Latin person coming out. Like, that's part of it. But at the same time, it's like, bro, like, nah. Like, they need to replace you with homie from LWO that's actually be flying around. Like,
what's Villano 5? Villano 5?
Yeah.
El Dandy? Yeah, he got replaced with El Dandy, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But Dragon Lee, though? I don't care if he's number 4. Finn, get out there. He could be 4. He could be 11. He could be 29. Finn, take his spot. I don't know why I despise dude, but I know he don't need to be in the Royal Rumble. Finn Balor can't be in the Royal Rumble.
Dragon Lee comes out. You thinking it's Francisco, but it's Dragon Lee. It's like, we don't know if he's Asian or what. We thinking Francisco. Alejandro or something.
Shout
out to the Ultimate Dragon too, Russ. Yeah. And shout out to the Ultimate Dragon. I'm sticking with, hey, Finn Balor got to beat up Mr. Iguana. They already wrestled. They already wrestled this year, Triple A. So if Mr. Iguana music come on and he come out there with that little iguana stuffed animal, Finn Balor got to whip his ass and enter his spot in the Royal Rumble. So that, I'm going to stick with Mr. Iguana here because he feel like he'd be the easiest and stuff, you know. I don't want him to try to attack Otis. Ain't gonna like he's gonna have to really beat up Otis in order for that to happen. All right, who should win this year's Royal Rumble and go to WrestleMania to face any of the champions?
So, man, as I sat and was steadfast on my prediction. I am still going to say that I do feel like Bron Breakker should win the Royal Rumble because I just think he hit the gear that nobody expected him to hit in the midst of all of this. It's kind of interesting because as I look at just the names announced, I ain't going to front for me. Shit kind of lackluster, dog. Shit kind of the mid-pack. Only because when I look at these names and say, oh, what if they won? I don't feel the pop. I don't feel the pop, or I can't make sense of it being WrestleMania main event worthy. Right? So, when I look at it like that, it's hard for me to say that Cody Rhodes shouldn't win. And that's not even the pick I want. That's not the pick I want. But who's going to go up against CM Punk? Who's going to go up against Drew McIntyre at WrestleMania? Is Bron Breakker really ready to sell it like that at that level right now? 2026, Vegas, WrestleMania. Man, I would love to say yes, but my wrestling brain does tell me not yet. It just tells me not yet. So, as far as who should win, the meter's leaning towards Cody grudgingly, but you got to sell the pay-per-view. You got to sell the event. You got to sell the weekend. So Cody Rhodes is probably who should win the Royal Rumble. It's probably who should win.
Who should win the Royal Rumble? Trick Williams.
Mm. I like
if that. We said if so, let me put context. Let me add context to this reason. Mm-hmm. Last week, both of us said that the Royal Rumble should build a star,
yes,
not add on to one.
Yes.
If you were to ask me who won the last 2 weeks, it's Trick Williams.
Mm-hmm.
You go look at that crowd and you go listen to that crowd when you hear whoop that trick.
Yeah,
if we were to go along the lines of it needs to build a star, you got too much going on around Bron Breakker for me to pick him.
Yeah.
Because they already pulling the man, are they gonna help him? Are they gonna you gonna throw yourself over? So it's too much going over there.
Yeah.
I would say Oba, but I only seen that Oba on the main roster once. And does he got the history with Drew McIntyre? Yeah, I saw that once. I've already seen Trick Williams overseas.
Yeah.
And he looks like a star.
Yeah.
I might have to do another apology when it comes to Trick Williams. He looks like a star. So to give context, it's because last week we said that the Royal Rumble should build a star, put one over, not add on to a star.
Yeah.
So it would be between Oba and Trick. And I've seen Trick. So he should win.
Yeah.
Flip side, who I think gonna win? Mm. Oddly enough, you can't tell me right now Finn Balor not gonna win the Royal Rumble. You can't. You cannot. You can't. Hey. You can't.
I thought, hey, listen. Because I like your Trick Williams pick, and I'm just looking at both of the champs. I'm looking at where it is, and I ain't going to lie. This is the first time where I think the WWE, well, TKO Endeavor, plays it really safe. They play it really safe. Again, marketing. They started to market Bron Breakker like he's going to win the Royal Rumble. So that means he's not going to win the Royal Rumble. So way to fuck up my pick, guys. You know what I'm saying? Whatever, right? Then, again, on the should win tip, because star power is important, I threw Cody's name out there. Cody's the last person I want to see win the Royal Rumble. I just nothing about Cody Rhodes winning the Royal Rumble I think is a win-win like it would have been maybe even 3 or 4 years ago. The only other name I want to throw out there as far as who will win the Royal Rumble is Randy Orton. That's the only other name. But I'm with you. My one pick is Finn Balor winning this Royal Rumble simply because of all the previous segments. How are you about to tell Finn Balor he not in the Royal Rumble on a Monday? How you gonna tell him on a Monday night and we got, what, 7 days to go? 6 days? And you think that's gonna work? No, not at all. Not at all. And going back to our previous show, I literally said Finn Balor is the only superstar that's lacking the superstar moments. There's very few superstar moments greater than winning the Royal Rumble. And he needs something like that. And from a card perspective, from a wrestling fan perspective, from a wrestler perspective, you are not going to lose whether Finn Balor faces CM Punk or if Finn Balor faces Drew McIntyre. This is the only true win-win across the board for everybody. You get the guy that everybody feels on the internet every week should be a champ, should get their other championship. You get your great catch-as-catch-can technical classic. If he faces CM Punk, you get elements of that plus hard-hitting, brawling, somebody really got fucked up moment if he faces Drew McIntyre. So, yeah. Yeah. Hey, and why not? Why not the payoff for the Judgment Day being Liv and Finn winning the damn Royal Rumbles?
Hey, we're here. Look, the minute they said that Finn Balor can't be in the Royal Rumble, I was like, yo, he winning. And that's gonna go under. I was like, this is gonna go over so many people's heads. It's gonna go underneath the radar. They just told that man he can't even enter. And there's no match between him and CM Punk at the Rumble. Like, normally you have the both championships defended. He beat CM Punk's ass, and he's not in the Rumble. So, yeah, could CM Punk go into the ring and kick him out if he tried to come up? Yeah, he could. But CM Punk ain't going to do that. So when that happened, and then I saw it's not a CM Punk versus Finn Balor match on the Royal Rumble card, I said, oh, no. Yeah. Finn winning.
Yeah.
And as you said, it's wild to say with all of the names that's on this in this match, it's lackluster.
Yeah.
The only storyline involved in the Royal Rumble right now is Finn Balor can't enter.
That's the only one.
Tell me the other storylines in the Royal Rumble. Somebody, please.
Yeah, there's only one, and it's the unfortunate one of Bron Breakker's going to win the Royal Rumble because the Vision is in it.
Right. So
every time.
So that's why Bron Breakker and Finn Balor will be two of the final four.
Yep.
One of the other two is going to be somebody black.
Trick Williams.
Oba or Trick, whichever one you want to choose. Who you think going to be the final four members of the Royal Rumble?
I got Finn Balor, Trick Williams, Bron Breakker, and I am still going to say Randy Orton. I think Randy Orton is going to be at the end. Something about that, I feel like he'll be in the end. Yeah, other than that, because I don't think Gunther's this Royal Rumble. I don't think he does. So, yeah, that's my four. Finn, Trick, Braun, and Randy. Because you need a super face in there with Braun and Finn.
I have Finn, Trick, Braun, Roman.
Mm.
You need Roman in there because when you have Roman in the final four, everybody's going to expect Roman to win. Mm-hmm. Everybody's going to hope that Bron Breakker wins. You see the future in Trick, but Finn wins. Mm-hmm. That's my prediction. That's what I believe is going to happen on the Royal Rumble in a couple of hours. I think everything else will start the droppings of feuds. Mm-hmm. You'll start to see Cody and who he might wrestle at WrestleMania.
Yep.
You'll see what might happen with Roman Reigns at WrestleMania, Jey Uso and at WrestleMania and all of that stuff. Like, I think you will start to see who's going to do what within the Royal Rumble. Mm-hmm. But those are my four. Let's go to a segment that we know y'all love because y'all ask about it all the time. Not really, but y'all ask about it. It is Do We Care? All right, so for the Do We Care segment, let's start off with Roman Reigns. Let's kick it off there. So Roman Reigns has some things to say about creative that I think took some people off guard. Roman Reigns basically said in the last 2 years, it ain't been exactly how it was when he was running things. He's called out creative by making it tough for him and not capitalizing off of the groundwork that he has done, put together. Is Roman Reigns right about creative not capitalizing off of the bloodline work, the Roman Reigns work, and really being stale for the last 2 years?
I kind of feel like he's right, but at the same time, unless he's going to unveil a plan for me that looks better than what we're seeing, I think he just want more attention. Like, because superhero Roland didn't work for me. The Tribal Chief match with Solo, that was underwhelming. We never got Jay going over on Roman, which I think that would have been the perfect, you know, climax to the entire story. I think there's just so many other things that I didn't care about that happened that, and unless he's saying, well, we didn't want to go that way and they made us, then he's right. Yeah.
He ain't wrong.
Right. Yeah.
Let's just say that.
Yeah, he's not definitively wrong, but you gotta tell me what you didn't want to happen for me to be like, you definitely right.
And the other part about this, where I would say he ain't necessarily wrong, is now interesting. He finds himself in the same position that John Cena was when John Cena basically told his ass, I wouldn't have to come back if you was doing your job.
Yeah.
So now Roman Reigns basically telling creative and the main roster, I could be doing a lot more movies if y'all asked to do y'all job. So we will see what type of reset potentially could happen. And I think the prediction that we got is a good reset, because I know we care about what Finn Balor did to CM Punk, and we even care about him. They tell him ain't no spot for you in the Rumble. So we'll see what happens with that.
Right.
Alpha Academy, the number one contenders for the Raw Tag Team Championships. Do we care about the Alpha Academy versus the Usos?
No, we don't care. But I do think a good match is coming. We just know the outcome.
Y'all, I'm sure a great match is going to come out of this, and don't know what's going on with Jimmy Uso. Know he's taking some personal time, and Naomi, that know they just had the baby and everything. So praying everything is going right on that front. The last in the Do We Care, Ava, a.k.a. The Rock's daughter, announced that she's leaving the WWE effective immediately, to not resign her contract. She was the authority figure on NXT. Do we care about Ava leaving the WWE?
No, we fake care, though. We fake care. And that's not a disrespect to her at all. But, you know, it's news because she's the Rock daughter, and she was doing a great job. So don't let me get it effed up on that note. But I'm not now in the damn. I wonder where she gonna go. I wonder what's gonna happen when she. It ain't that deep for me. So no.
I kind of care because it's the Rock's daughter, and it's like you leaving, but. I'm more interested to see who they will replace her with.
Yeah.
And I'll throw it out there. Lana.
Really?
Lana has stated that she wants to be a GM. And I actually think Lana coming back with the short skirts and all of that stuff. Authority figure.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind Lana being the authority figure on NXT.
As long as she don't come back as American, I'm cool. That's what everything lost me. When she wanted to be a white American, I was like, all right, we've seen this before. But yeah, if she wanted to be the ravishing Russian, okay, I'm sold. I care.
So she got to come out there with the Soviet accent.
Yeah, whatever she was saying out there, yeah.
Okay. Ain't no really no other person. Like, I don't want to see William Regal back.
Yeah.
Like, nothing against William. Let me just say nothing against William Regal, because you're talking to somebody who said that William Regal should have won the world championship.
Back when
he was like that King of the Ring thing. He should have won the world championship. All I'm saying is, like, you know, let's give it to somebody else. And, like, I don't want to see, like, we got Booker T that's down there already. I don't want to see that. Like, I don't want to see, like, Bully Ray or anybody like that. Now, give me CJ Perry, fam.
Yeah. The only other, like, potential shock to my system would have been, like, Kevin Owens or somebody like that. But, you know. Yeah, you know.
As he get healthy, give him the Kevin the Kurt Angle job.
Yep, literally.
So to speak.
And the NXT, I think that would hit. I think that would hit.
Okay. Well, look, man, we are a couple of hours away from the start of the road to WrestleMania, and very excited about this Royal Rumble. I think this is going to be a good one. And stuff, and I think there are going to be more surprises than we realize for this event. I think for the men's Royal Rumble, I think a number of people can win this. For the women's, I think we're both aligned that it's only 2 to 4 and stuff like that. So we'll see. A couple of other joints. Tommaso Ciampa debuted in AEW.
Yeah, sure. That was cool, I guess.
I guess we wonder when his homie gonna join him, huh?
That's what I'm waiting for.
Might as well
ship him on out, because I mess with Ciampa. But go ahead and bring five of them. Go ahead and get his ass over there.
Look, I'll say this: DIY and AEW to me fits way lot better. Mm-hmm. Looks and fits way lot better. Pause. In AEW than they do the WWE. If both of them are in AEW. I mean, it's still what it is with you on that side of things. However, I like that situation and that setup and the potential there more than what I see currently right now for, you know, where they currently at right now. So yeah,
absolutely. Furlough both of them then, if you're going, you know what I'm saying?
You said furlough both of them, though.
Yeah, get them both over there, because it does make sense, too. Hell, there's a good chance I might even like 5-0 Goals Wrestling a little more over there at AEW. But
no, I think you would. We still have to end the show off.
Oh yeah, for sure. As we always, that's the end of the show.
Yeah, we still got to do the end of the show.
I don't give a fuck. Again, I'm not hating on him. He's a great wrestler, but fuck, dude.
Yeah, at this point, it's more than a shtick. You know what I'm saying? My last question about the Royal Rumble. Is it more likely that Javon Evans is Kofi Kingston, or Jacob Fatu or Obafemi is Kane? Meaning you're gonna get that amazing, oh man, EO's got put out. Or we're gonna get like Obafemi or Jacob Fatu eliminating the most people in the Royal Rumble.
I think you have a combination of both, but I do think Javon Evans is the Kofi spot guy now. I got Oba getting like 5 eliminations, which that is a lot, but then it's not a lot in retrospect. Jacob Fatu, I don't know. Hey. I don't know what's up with Jacob Fatu.
I know your blood.
Well, outside of that, outside of his affiliations, I don't know what's up with dude. Because part of me is like, yeah, he could get in here and like eliminate about 10 people, and then this could get crazy. But another part of me is like, I don't know. I tell you what I do have here. And this could be my guaranteed tier of the week. And I usually don't do this on prediction shows, but my bonus guaranteed tier of the week is that Cody Rhodes is going to get eliminated by either Jey Uso or Jacob Fatu, and that will be his WrestleMania opponent. Cody is wrestling the Samoan. it's going to be Jey Uso or Jacob Fatu, and one of them is going to be responsible for him being eliminated at the Royal Rumble. That's my guarantee.
My guarantee is that Jacob Fatu will have one more elimination than Oba Femi.
Mm.
Okay. I think those are going to be the two. And I have a second one for you, too. I actually will be going in a different direction. And this is one that I kind of hope. The Royal Rumble, one of the storylines is going to come out of the Royal Rumble is Jacob Fatu versus Brock Lesnar.
Mm.
That needs to be the match for those two at WrestleMania.
Okay.
Oh, Jacob Fatu, Brock Lesnar, WrestleMania. Give me that right there. But outside of that, I think we're good to go. So, look, hey, man, this is going, like I said, this is going to be a great show today. Early. So, you know what I'm saying? You go ahead and order your pizza early,
yeah,
and go ahead and watch Royal Rumble. I'm going to do that in a second so I can go ahead and have a pizza ready for the boys and stuff. Well, I know Trey going to watch it with me. Landon might watch it. Liam don't care. Like, he don't care yet and everything. So, go watch it as a family. If you can, watch it with your people. If you got to go to work, make sure you have ESPN on your phone and just sneak it under the table and watch it to see what happens. And next week, we are going to recap everything. Kemp, close us out.
Yes, man. We appreciate y'all. We thank y'all. To answer the questions, last minute questions in the chat, no, we are unfortunately not doing the watch party for this PLE. And we will not be streaming the pay-per-view because, unfortunately, I got to work. And I definitely wanted to get some pizza and some wings and about 50 milligrams in my system and just talk to y'all during the Royal Rumble. The entrance alone, I think I would have made it a little bit entertaining. But, hey, we'll have to catch the next one, right? But we do thank and appreciate y'all for checking out this show every single week, the way you contribute to this community, the FBC community. It doesn't go unnoticed. We value and appreciate you all. We hope you have a safe and happy weekend. We hope you enjoy some wrestling this weekend, man. Please do not stop. Fire the threads up. Get it going. If one of y'all went to Saudi Arabia on the low, and you know what I'm saying? Let us know. Let us know that you did. Oh, shit. Hey, I don't need to say nothing else. Hey, look, you never want to talk about wrestling.
The road to WrestleMania begins.
You never want to talk about wrestling in an unconventional way. You do so by checking out the first Black Jam podcast. It's The Pick with the VP DOC, and we are out.